standing on the corner with nothing much to do, talking with Cecilia in 1985. Glad to still be breathing, glad to be alive. Time 1991, change on the dresser, better still undone. What's a weary man to do in 1994? Hear the front bell ringing, but no one's at the door.
Today. Not today, 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 not today times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
That's right, boys and girls. It is times like these that we learn to live again, because I forgot how to live before. But now we're all set. Hey, welcome to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, boys and girls. You're listening to the best trio on radio today, and I will not take no for an answer, because we're better than Howard Stern, Robin Quivers. And what was his name?
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. We have the best funny man on radio today. That will be Christopher, the funny man, Ridgway. Welcome aboard, sir.
Please. My friends call me Christ, the funny man.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about you being Christ.
Yeah. So I won't be in next Friday.
Why? Because it's good. It's Good Friday.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hanging around.
It's Good
on
Friday. He'll be hovering over us.
I'll be hanging around Calvary Hill.
Why? So you you can't broadcast hovering. And of course, the beautiful Carla, DJ Carla
D
Barreto.
Yeah. Like
how you doing, Mama?
Good. Glad
and you
to
look
be back.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And I hope everything is well with you as well.
Yes.
You
know, it's getting better. Everything's getting better.
Good. Excellent. Very good. Very good. So you are.
But I will be back Sunday, by the way.
Oh, of course you will. It'd be Easter, and are you gonna have dinner with me? What do you want, ham? Oh my, yeah.
Hey, Christ, the funny man's a chocoholic. Make sure you have the Reese's eggs and the Russell Stover's chocolate rabbits.
The Cadbury's.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me ask you something, Christ. Where did the bunny come from?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I'm curious about that.
What do you mean? I can't guess with Christ.
Bunnies and eggs. What is that concept?
I
bunnies lay eggs.
Buck, buck.
Yeah, I got that.
Wait, do they?
Do they?
Or they give live births?
I have no idea either.
There's a vet
That's
school
something
here.
You need to look up.
There's a vet school here. If anyone from the vet school is listening, which we know you are,
which we know you are,
915-WMFO, call us and tell us if bunnies are. I think bunnies are live births. So why is it bunnies? Why are there eggs?
Don't know. Michael, if you're out there listening, text your mother. He knows all this stuff.
What does that mean?
He's a bunnyologist.
He's all into animals and all that stuff.
She's got three beautiful big sons. Yeah. I seen the picture, which was very nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. Anyways. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the shout-outs with Christ. And because don't be on his bad list. I'm going to tell you right now, because, you know, he'll send you to hell. Anyways, you're listening to the Giddy Up. Oh, Chris. Christ, I'm sorry. Would you like to take us out?
You are listening. Yes, my child.
Oh, well, thank you.
Children, you are listening to.
Thank you, Father.
The cocoon.
Amen.
The cocoon of love and laughter. That is WMFO's The Giddy Up.
We're going to take Christ out with a little Journey.
She could show you the light.
Well, that is my theme song, I believe.
You are.
I am a jukebox hero because I don't travel with any bands. I do play a few instruments, but, you know, I am a jukebox hero.
Can I add something now?
You sure can, sir. I think you are integral to the show, so.
Oh, thank you. I am integral to the show. So speak. I am to speak. I can't take you serious with the mustache.
I know.
For some reason, I want to hear Queen.
We are doing at 3 o'clock. We are doing the threesome at three. That is, my baby. That I know that doesn't even sound right. But
is that mustache? I find your mustache very distracting.
I noticed both of you looking at me. I only did it for effects for Frankie and Bergamo, who was supposed to be here today, and I wanted to I might let it go till next week.
Is that your van parked out there?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's fully carpeted.
But make sure if it's rocking, don't come knocking. Welcome back, boys and girls, to 2:29 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up. I can't even look at it. Off face, laughing that hard. I know I do. I grew a porn star mustache, a 70s porn star mustache over. Well,
why did you wear a kimono to the show today?
But it was only
You okay? Carla, say something.
You're killing me.
She can't say anything.
I lost my words.
It was only an attribute for Frankie, who was supposed to be here today. But and God bless your wife, Frankie. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. His wife is having knee surgery. It's probably from trying to get through his mustache, but... Where there's a lot of homeless people living in his mustache. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. I know, we're very fresh, and we really shouldn't be, but it doesn't matter.
It is
what it is. We're going to be, no matter.
Oh, my jaw hurts already. Oh, boy.
Anyways, let me try to do something here.
What is it you're doing?
Christopher. If I can find it. Now I can't even find it. Because you got me going.
It's lost in your mustache.
It would be. You know, Frankie could probably hide this in his mustache. Okay, here we go. The Wheel of Music. And it lands on 1987. Wow.
Ooh.
We're really, really going back 30 years, sir.
30 years.
Are you going to be prepared for that?
I'll do my stretches.
You do your stretches? Okay, so 1987. I lost my virginity that year, which was nice.
I was there doing the pushing.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Polly, she's not that hideous. Sometimes being one-legged has its advantage.
It happens. It happens that way. You know, yeah, you need a little shove to get along with it.
No, actually, I had a light beer on a fishing pole.
Light beer on a fishing pole.
Right. I kept doing this. I kept going for it.
So, Kyla,
should we roll the tape? Should we go to the video?
Go to the video. How are you enjoying the show so far? You've been here for, I don't know, a few months. All you do is laugh.
She's just putting notes together for the lawsuit against us.
She don't need any notes, trust me.
It's all already documented.
It's already documented. Without a doubt. All right, so we're going back to 1987 with Christopher in the next hour. Is it time for shout-outs? I can't even... I can't even focus now.
Carl, do you have any friends you would like to...
Yes.
Say hello to.
Hello to Anne and Lisa over at Gracie's. They're reopening this past weekend, and they're all over there getting ready to have a good time today.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Shout out also to my son Michael, Nicholas, and Dante.
Yeah.
And Who else? Oh, I have so many. You're going to have to go, on with your list over there.
Hey, listen.
What's Gracie's, by the way?
Gracie's is a biker bar on Hampton Beach.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think I played that place many years ago.
Yeah.
You may have.
I think it was called something else.
They do a lot of rock and roll back there.
I think I played that place years ago as well, it wasn't an instrument.
You'll remember this story was that time we played a club that the week before was a strip joint, and then it became a rock club up there in Hampton Beach.
Wow.
And the funniest thing was we had no idea what was going on. It's like, well, what's this saddle doing on the stage? And like, well, the girls come up while you're playing.
They like to saddle up and ride.
And then when we went to went backstage, and back then I had hair that was, seriously, we had the same hair. And
Bon Jovi-esque.
And I had a girl travel with me who would just tease my hair and spray it with Aquanet. I really did.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so 87 is a good year to talk about.
And it was 87.
Yeah.
So, and the funny thing was, it was like, this is awesome.
Actually, is that the year we met?
We met the end of 86.
End of 86?
Yeah, December of 86. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like right after Christmas.
Became best friends ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
You met me because I was arm wrestling everybody at the party.
Then, end of the night, we exchanged phone numbers, and next thing you know, boom, we've been out ever since.
Yeah. Blocks, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Because I thought he was a chick at the time, actually. Because he looked like
that's the only reason he spoke to me.
Actually, a pretty good-looking chick at the time, too.
Yeah, no dude wears a white jacket with fringe.
It has that long hair.
Unless that's John Bon Jovi over there. So the whole thing, like I said, had this beautiful dressing room and had all these lights. The mirror was totally lit. And it's like, oh, this place was a strip joint. And they're like,
there you go.
Last week it was. And then this was the first week doing rock bands.
I'd play a strip joint anyway. I'd do naked cartwheels on the, center stage. All right. So let me cue you up there, Christopher. And take it away.
All right. So I would like to give a special shout out to my apostles, Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Jesus Iscariot. Okay, so that's Christ the Funny Man shout outs.
What the hell was that?
The disciples of Jesus. That'd be funny.
I'm glad they're listening in, though. Where, you know, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Hey, Christ the Funny Man. Oh, it was a misprint. Okay. Jennifer Kanner-Rosinski. Leadham, that is, in beautiful Salem, Massachusetts. The lovely Don Chase.
Yes. Love you, Don.
The handsome squire known as Eric Wilson.
Squire?
Yes. He squires around this young lady.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. So, and he's handsome and he's a squirer.
Squirer?
He comes along a squire.
I think you're mistaken. He just goes to the squire.
Oh! Goes to the squire.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me change the notes here.
He doesn't have to go to the squire.
Because they live closer to the banana.
Listen, he doesn't need any of that.
Oh. Whoa, Christopher. No, wait a minute. You gotta get one of those.
No worries, Eric. Your lovely girl is going to beat the bejesus out of Christ the Funny Man. She's got her lucha shirt on, and she's gonna give me a beat. So, and Eric, also, all seriousness, hope you're well.
Thanks.
So after that, we have the lovely ladies Ma and Kim at Malden Trans.
Love you, Mom. Love you, Kim.
Yep, and Kim got a bonus funny man thing on her Facebook page after she posted her chicken. You can go look at that. I'll leave it.
That sounds so dirty.
It was.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But she don't mind.
She didn't. She loved it. She loved it. So. Billy Roderick, Dave Strappolino, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands and of the Hallways. Hallways is not a band. I mean, he's sometimes skulking
like
in the hallways.
No, he's always like lurking around. He is.
What do you call the lurkers?
What do you do? What?
Like, what's another good word for
Looky
lurkers?
Looky-loos.
The creepers.
Looky-loos? That sounds creepers. Really effeminate.
This is like be a great game show, you know.
Well, we're waiting for your segment today, so we'll save those questions for later, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's the type of question she's asked. No.
And I actually have a little music for you today.
Oh, gee.
Yes, to introduce your segment.
Awesome.
I do.
Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chow's Wagon Diner on New Salem in Whitfield.
What? The Chow's Wagon Diner?
Yeah, it's now formal dining.
Chow's Wagon?
Yeah, Chow's M. Wagon.
No.
Esquire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, by the way, I will be having Easter Sunday there.
Ooh.
Yes, and I was going to invite you both if you had no plans.
Well, I was going to also say, why don't you guys come over after for a cocktail?
I love me a good cocktail.
Yeah, because I think that my embargo is oh, hey, so I think my drinking embargo ends then.
Oh, that's right. It does on Easter Sunday.
I've dropped like 6 pounds since I stopped drinking.
Yeah, from your stomach to your ass.
Oh, Paul, I think you got the wrong song on.
I actually do have the wrong song. That's your heart-shaped box.
Hey, you see the video, right?
And because that's the next song.
Yeah,
Chris,
we'll get
to that.
Yeah, it's
in
a Christ
minute.
Theme. So,
all right, Chris.
Christina Atwell,
yep.
Michael Bobo, Esquire Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, heard 10 to midnight on this here channel. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Esquire, Matt Fisher, Esquire, Danny Martinetti.
Everybody's an Esquire
everybody.
All of a sudden. All right.
Steph Cardone of The Lounge, heard here on Saturday nights on MFO. So tune in 9 to 11 to The Lounge.
That's right.
By the way, you don't need to be sitting on a lounge chair to listen to The Lounge.
You don't
Any
have
chair.
To. You're absolutely correct. By the way,
you can lounge on a couch.
Steph is going to be on our show in a week or maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. But we can sit on her.
Oh, okay. is that the day you're giving mamalettes? Or papalados? You might want to warn her to dress appropriately.
Yes.
If you're giving mimolets and papalados.
I don't know what I'll be given that day. Assolets. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yes.
Let's stick to the chocolate bunnies, right?
Hey! I quit the show.
He quits the show. You're not even halfway
just
through
shut
the.
Shut him right off.
He's not even halfway through the.
You're listening to three idiots
What's
laughing on it.
What's wrong with the chocolate assolets?
You realize when my son does listen in, he says, "Mom, all I can hear is you guys laughing."
Well, laughter is the best medicine for anything,
yeah,
isn't
especially
it?
Especially if you have assolets.
Well, it's better this than segment, Asperger's.
This segment brought to you by Charmin. Charmin, when you have chocolate assolets.
Use Charmin. Brought to you by Hershey's Chocolate Kisses.
Oh, my God.
Quality chocolate assolets since 1909. Oh, I've never got him that red before. All right, back to the shoutouts. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Shelly Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Weatherman, who's missing, Joe Breezy Hyde. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Kendra Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network and Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi-Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, if it's not the yellow 93 bus, don't accept imitations. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. I don't know if we have to give him a shout-out because he said his name 914 times in like 30 minutes. Frankie Imbergamo.
Yes, the mustache of Medford, who will be hopefully be here next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God bless him and his wife, you know, on their on her operation, you know.
Yep.
So hopefully he'll be here with good spirits and his mustache.
Yes, exactly. Denise Fioretti Mamalette, who's probably watching the Sox. I know she'll listen to this on the replay. Or maybe she's listening to this live and have the Sox on replay. I don't know. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg, Cornier Crow, Big Jack. And still, we don't know the size of Janice. The handsome Chet Johnson. Even handsomer Cookie. Christina Fantasia. Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Oh. Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. Yes, sir.
The lovely Cordair crew. Christina Papalato. I almost lost it.
What are you doing over there? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. You're in rare form.
Did you take acid before the show or something? Oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah, well, then there you go.
Alice slipped me some.
Alice slipped you some.
Wow.
Well, you shouldn't be kissing her on the lips like you did, Christopher.
Chris is bent over in his chair because he can't stop laughing.
Oh my God. Good chance coming up.
Wow.
Ricky coming in the dirty. Big Mark. Big Heart. That's a big. That's a song by the Lemonheads.
What?
Yeah, Mark Gayheart.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Oh, my big Gayheart, not big Mark Gayheart. Okay, I was confused.
I thought you meant Ricky D and the Dirty E.
Ricky D. No, that was by the Stompers.
I'm sure it was.
Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termosh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow. I don't know what I'm laughing at anymore. And even kidding. I'm laughing because you're laughing. It's kind of like when one person pukes and everyone pukes.
You're laughing at my mustache. That's what you're laughing at.
No, it's you're so red now. Look at you. You look like you're at the Riviera. Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe Ann Riddle, at MDJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Johnny McCarthy, the beautiful Colleen Che, Amy Giamacco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Castley, Ro in Cali, Pam Bridge, Joe Ann Riddle, Chris in the 45 bus with Dante and Joseph. Jesus, Dante and Joseph. Daniel Santalucia. Danielle Santalucia. Sorry about that. Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna. Sylvia Gray Herman. Boston Jackie. Jennifer Palazzo. And 45 minutes later, we are done with the shout outs. All right. Time to say goodbye.
Shout out to Danny K.
Well, thank you very much, Christopher.
Oh, wait,
we Christopher.
We
have more.
DJ Danny K is listening in also.
Oh, Danny, my boy. Okay.
Yep.
I've worked with Danny many of times.
He told me, yeah.
Yes, I love Danny.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. And that's it?
That's it.
That's
oh, okay.
That's all she got.
So, we like to do a little bit of This Week in Rock History. So, we are a weekly show. So, kind of a momentous occasion. April 5th,
yes.
1994, unfortunately, was the day that Kurt Cobain decided to end his life, or Courtney Love decided to hire someone to end his life.
All right, we won't get into that.
There's a whole documentary on that you can watch. And then, unfortunately, in 2002, on the same day,
yes.
Lane Staley of Alice in Chains passed away. One at 27, one at 33.
My favorite group. Well, Zeppelin, but they're second.
Yeah.
As my favorite group of all time, Alice in Chains. And you know, not to bring the show down because we are not about that, but
no, we're going to celebrate.
We want to put a tribute out to Kurt Cobain and Layne Staley on this next couple songs for us. Christopher, would you mind taking us out, or
I do not at all. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
All right. This goes out to Kurt. So that one went out to Kurt Cobain, and this next one goes out to Lane Staley from Alice.
There is something in this world. not you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yes, you know, get your heart checked because I can't wait to have a heart attack. Cause, you know, I'm looking very forward to it. Actually, I'm looking more forward to, you know, Alzheimer's because it's, I believe it's going to be a very easy transition.
God, that was very morbid.
It's not morbid. It's true.
Oh,
because
man.
I'm already there, I think. And he just forgot about...
Oh, I friggin' forget everything.
Yeah, I just forgot that we actually spun the wheel.
He forgot we spun the wheel. Anyways, it's 3 o'clock.
I forgot it was on the radio.
And that was your PSA. It is 3
pants.
O'clock, though, in the afternoon, and it is time for our threesome. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yum. Boom, boom. It's my favorite part of the day.
Oh, look at you.
When we have the threesome. Anyways. Stop making me laugh, Chris. My face was red.
Red is the Red Sox.
Red buckler.